I have your handwriting at home. There's a poem here of your maps falling onto my thigh. They land like moths, silent, unexpected in the day. Three sheets showing skeletons of streets and your writing giving their names. Every W is curved instead of sharp. There is a star in my crib. In the times and number of a bus I need to catch. I look for where the maps were tucked before falling. See your email there in the handwriting of a 15-year-old girl trying hard to not write like her mother. Red pen, each letter a bubble. Added space in the K like a pocket of air. It won't matter anymore that I was searching this journal for found poems. Your decade-old paper is material. I will write a terrible poem. I will try to describe your handwriting without mentioning the elephant in my head, that your writing looks the same, that every scratch of the favoured pen shares an angle with his hand, that you're born in 1986. The poem will be terrible because it's not meant to be a poem for you. It wants to be another one for him. But those maps, your maps, why do they want this poem? I kept them because they were from you, sitting at your desk in the morning, dressed for work and stopped, checking online timetables to copy the streets and names. And I stand in your kitchen waiting, watch you bent over the pen. I follow them as far as the bus stop, then get scared and catch a cab. And through every house move, every clear out, these maps were always kept. Evidence. You are spending your time on me. But in the end, they're how to leave you maps. So this poem isn't for you, it's for him.